Well, sing this one along with us. This is a pretty, pretty song.
Risen from the dead. There's a day that's drawing near when it's dark.
Click ahead there, you should get to the victory in Jesus. Keep clicking. Hey, they found it.
I heard an old story, how sin came from glory. With his redeeming blood, he loved me ere I knew him. cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he filled for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing a bell song of victory.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory.
Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor, hands upon the nerve, leaving it on the ground? We gotta be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy, found it. We are the army of the Lord, and we won the victory.
Stop finding a note.
All around this war's going on, the wrong and the right. We got to choose which side we're on, the darkness or the light. Some of the soldiers of the Lord just don't realize that the captain of the army of darkness has come to blind their eyes. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? To be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord, we've won the victory. Can't you see we're in a battle? There's no place to hide. A shield of faith, a full of darts, they're shooting from every side. So shake out the darts and run right at them, and remember who you're fighting for. And don't fall asleep, cause if they catch you, they'll tag you prisoner of war. Are we walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground? We've gotta be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy. We are the army of the Lord, and we've won the victory. I've been walking into the enemy's camp, laying our weapons down, shedding our armor as we go, leaving it on the ground. We've got to be strong in the power of his might, prove to the enemy.
Shines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Jesus says, my Savior, you take him to. While he's gone, he's calling you.
What's the never heard that verse before.
Dear Lord, oh, dear Lord, oh, do remember me. Dear Lord,
wasn't it? Oh, that's right. It's closing cast, so we kept it short.
You keep going, don't you?
Do your little solo thing, Brandon.
Fifth chord.
All right, we're done.
The song should have ended a while ago. Okay. Keep going, yeah.
All right, but we're going to play Linda's favorite song here now.
I did find a mistake in it, though.
Oh, man, he found an error. Oh, where? Which one? Oh, man. All right. Sorry, okay, that. Actually, that beat will kind of work with standing in the place, won't it? She already got it. Yeah, there. Bruce, can you do the bass on this one? Of course you can. I will go. It's kind of just keeps. It's kind of keeps the. Now we know Linda likes to dance on this one, so you better.
Standing in the place with doubt and faith collide. Staring in the face of fear that has to die. When you call my name, there's only one reply. No, I won't wait, I'll give you my whole life. I will go. Losing sleep over the least of these, and I'll find your riches among poverty. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go. In your name, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the bound are free. In your name, the darkness hides, the mountains move, the dead will rise. In your name. Oh, in your name, I will go where you send me. To the ends of the earth, just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are.
It did. It opened up the Luke. And by golly, I think this one right here is really good. The Ten Healed of Leprosy. We're going to pray for a neck tonight. And whatever else needs to be prayed for. And in Luke 17... Verse 11, it talks about the ten healed. So it says, now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee, and he was going into a village 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance, because that's what they had to do according to the Jewish law. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. So check this out, right? Just from afar, they just said, "Jesus, have pity on me." And Jesus didn't say, come here, let me lay hands on you. He just spoke the word, right? I like this one. I just love these. He said, "Go show yourself to the priest," and they were clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Now this man was a Samaritan. Now you remember the Samaritans, those were the half-breeds, all right? Okay. And the Jewish people didn't think much of them. Matter of fact, they would even take the long route to bypass, going to have to go through Samaria. So Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" So even Jesus considered him to be a foreigner. Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." That's awesome. Jesus spoke the word. And the 10 of them as they walked. Now, think about the 10, though. Now, you sure all 10 of them had different concepts of who they were, what their faith was, who Jesus was. I mean, they were, and you're obviously all 10 had a desire to be healed, right? And the word here says that they all were healed. But what is it? Why did the one guy decide to come back? Yeah. What is it? Why did 9 not, but 1 actually figure, I need to praise God for this. You know, he actually recognizes Jesus as the Son of God. Indirectly, he didn't say that in the verbiage here, but, you know, he recognizes him as a man of God anyway, right? Now, remember prior to this, remember before Jesus came on the scene, they'd been like a 400-year dearth, nothing, you know? Goes back to like, let's see, who was it? Would have been, not Isaiah, because Isaiah would have been probably Elisha and Elijah and Elisha, and yeah, he used to go down to go to home. I mean, anyway, this was a long stretch, right? They hadn't seen anybody in a while, so all of a sudden they got so needless to say, they're probably thinking, well, according to the screen, you know, this guy's a prophet, right? Or he's a man of God anyway. It's like, wow. So how good is that? Once he was healed, he came back praising God. So the other 9 presumably went and did what the Jewish tradition would have called for, which is going to the priests. Because that's what it said. It said, "Show yourself to the priest." They declare you clean. They had their rituals they went through to declare if you were clean or not. And after X number of days, then you could be assimilated back into the population. But these people had to live, you know, at arm's length and keep it away. Wild stuff. Wild, wild stuff. Mm-hmm. True, because he did mention it was a foreigner. The only one that came back was a foreigner. Or they were just so stuck in their rules and traditions, they said, well, you know, now we go to the next step and show ourselves to the priest. Didn't hit him, wasn't bound by that. He just did the human thing, the human reaction. Now, following that a little later in Luke 18, this really kind of ties indirectly into this, but it's still a really good message against healing. So this is the parable of the persistent widow. And a lot of times people get this one a little bit backwards. And as I go on, I'll explain to you. So then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them how they should always pray and not give up. All right, so it's talking about prayer and the power of it and why we need to be persistent. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men." So I'll stop right there. So the judge didn't fear God and didn't care about men, okay? So obviously obviously this judge that Jesus is talking about obviously isn't God, right? So this is a judge who neither feared God nor cared about man. And there was a widow in the town who kept coming to him, to this wicked judge who didn't fear God, and saying, "Grant me justice against my adversary." So she's coming to the judge saying, "Give me justice." And for some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out." <All right. laughs> It's like, okay. It's like, we can catch this, right? Uh-huh. And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and get it quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on this earth? So now, in the latter part that I just read there is kind of where sometimes people get confused with it. In the early part of it, they forget about the part that this is a wicked judge. And some people will wrongly say you associate God as that being God, which is not the case at all. So there's actually two messages in there. The one message is be persistent against darkness, the devil, and be persistent in doing right or pursuing God. You know, so there's kind of a double whammer in there, which is so good. So good. And he just goes on and on, right, all through Luke. And actually, you know what, while I'm in Luke, I'm going to jump back to Luke, the Emmaus passage, right? Because the Emmaus walk is coming up here, and this is always good stuff to go through. Okay, so see if I can find the right spot. So I'm going to read a bunch of other stuff with them. This is it. Get to the right chapter, Greg. You'd be in better shape. Here it is, on the road to Emmaus. This is Luke 24:13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus. Now the two of them would have been two disciples, all right? So to put this whole thing in perspective, Jesus had just been discovered that Jesus had risen from the dead, or at least he wasn't in the tomb, right? All right. So remember, they went back to where the disciples were and said, "Hey, he's gone." All right. So at this point, then, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking to each other about what had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. All right. So to them, just a stranger, you know, joins them on their walk. 7 mile walk, all right? And he, meaning Jesus, who they didn't recognize, said, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" And they stood still with their faces downcast, and one of them named Cleopas, which, as we know, Cleopas was another name for Peter, right? Is that right? I think that's right. Was Cleopas Peter, or was Cleopas, it was one of the disciples, I'm pretty sure it was Peter. And he said, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and don't know what these things that have happened these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. And the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, in the third day since all this took place, in addition, some of our women amazed us, and they went to the tomb early in the morning, but they did not find his body. And they came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that Jesus was alive. But some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. And he said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. And as they approached the village to which they were going, Emmaus, Jesus acted as if he were going to go further, and they urged him and said, 'Stay with us, it's nearly dark.' He said, so we went in with them. And so when he sat down at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, and then their eyes were opened." Right? So at that point, they said, "Oh, we were walking with Jesus." All right? And then he disappeared from their sight. So they asked each other, "Were our hearts not burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" So they got up at once and returned to Jerusalem. Remember, this is 7 miles, all right? Actually, what's the average? It's like 3 miles an hour or so is what we walk, I think, is what they say. So, you know, it's at least a walk. And they found the 11 and those with them assembled and says, "It is true, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon Peter," all right? And the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he had broken the bread. So then Jesus appears to the disciples later. So it all ties together. It's all good. You know, Jesus for healing, of course, when he some people will struggle with or try to come up with different reasons, explain why they're sick and why they haven't been healed yet. Why have I been suffering this long? Why? And And they come up with all kinds of different reasons. But the reality is that everybody that came to Jesus was healed, right? Jesus batted 1,000, man. He just, no failures there, right? Now, some people chose to not come to Jesus, right? They chose not to come, so therefore, obviously, nothing could happen. They never came to him. But those who chose did. So if Jesus healed every single person, that wipes out every excuse people can say as well. It's not God's time for me yet. Oh, well, God's teaching me a lesson. Oh, well, you know, you go down your list, right? Go down your list of knots. It's the will of God. It's the will of God for that. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. I saw Nancy Beckman in here earlier. You know, she's been cleaning here for us while Robin's recovering. Doing a good job. She's bringing her granddaughter. I think I've seen two of her granddaughters a couple times, actually. But she brings her granddaughters in, which is good. Picks them up at school. Brings them up. Here, you can make a few dollars. So that's good. Nancy is wearing this little thing on her wrist. Have you seen that? She's wearing this thing on her wrist. And I asked her about that. I said, What happened with your wrist? And she said, you're not going to believe it. I said, try me. She said, I did it here cleaning the church. I said, come here, let's pray for that wrist. So anyway, we pray for her. It was her thumb, actually. See, her thumb, it hurts when her thumb goes back. So somehow she must grab something. I don't know what happened with her thumb on that. She also has that. Is that what it was? Scrubbing. Okay. Now, she also has a friend, I guess it's a neighbor named Mary, who's having some heart problems. She asked us to lift her up. So we've got her. We're going to be lifting her up for sure. How are you doing, Allison? What do you got prayer requests? Why? We're going to pray for your neck, of course, but we're going to see victory in that. That's going to be fun. Well, then go ahead. Oh, boy, I like Thursday. It's been a while since we've been on a Thursday night in a circle, hasn't it? We had some great healing stuff going on last week and before. It's good. It's good. And we're going to see some good stuff here. So we'll pray for that neck. Don't we'll be running out on us, all right? We're going to see a neck taken care of here tonight, too, and that's neat stuff. So, Lord, we thank you as we stand here together. I thank you, Lord, for the awesome people that you've surrounded me with, both musically, through my family, just through the church family. Just it's a huge blessing, Lord. And we all just have our own ways that we choose to love and serve. It's huge. It's huge, huge blessings. Huge blessings and talents. Let's see. Well, we're lifting up, Lord, Nancy Beckman. Thank you for the work she's doing here, Lord. She's picked up things. She's stepped in. She's doing a great job. We thank you that her thumb is made fully whole, that mom's thumb here is made fully whole. All right? I know it's getting better, but we're thanking her fully whole. And for Nancy's friend, Mary, she was having some things going on with her heart. She just went into the hospital this afternoon, I believe, or at least with a doctor, as far as I know. But I thank you, Lord, for a good report, as Mary is just made fully, fully whole. And Lord, it is my firm belief that those who choose to believe in you, you don't call them home until their mission is accomplished. And so we're lifting up Dina, Lord, Dina and the family and that the driver of that concrete truck. Lord, like I said, it's my firm belief that if Dina had more to get done on this earth, she'd still be standing here with us. In some fashion or another, you'd still have her pressing through. But I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that she has brought upon others through life. And I especially thank you, Lord, for peace upon this concrete truck driver. Lord, we come against a spirit of just depression, suicide, junk. And we just speak the joy of Jesus into this man. You know, it's a rough thing, I know. The enemy's just tormenting him. Probably he's just ripping through his mind. You know, I'm sure he's having trouble sleeping and everything else. And that's just darkness. Darkness trying to take advantage of something. And you know, that same darkness is what was messing with Allison a couple years back. Was it a couple years ago, you said, when you had this accident? Okay. I mean, that same darkness, you know, it's commonly known as whiplash. You know, but what happens in those moments of, you know, those moments of just, wow, you demons just have a field day. And then they got to stop. We just speak the life and joy of Christ, and it's just got to stop. Who else are we lifting up here? Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we're happy about Bishop. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. I bet Mom's really happy about answered prayers. And thank you for Bruce, man. God bless you, Bruce, for saying, here, try the guitar for a while. That's an awesome thing. Very generous. Very generous. Thank you.
These are great blessings. Great blessings.
Oh, and Brandon, school. Yeah, love it. Love it. Enjoy it. Have a good time with it. Have a good time with it. And Lord, I thank you for my friend Scott and his battle against gravity. He's winning now, right now, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Oh, and Linda, God bless you for people that reach out to you, wanting to help you. You know, that's a great thing. A great, great thing. We're especially thankful for this trip that's coming up for you.
Yes.
All right. And we speak great blessings, great joy. You're going to see great things happen, right? You always do, but we're praying for extra special for you. Extra special. So peace on all your travels, you know, joy for everybody you come in contact with. But you carry the joy anyway. Yeah.
We tell 1 million people to
do. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Good. How many? Do you know?
I would say six.
How many people in total go?
14.
14 go?
It has been.
Wow, and six? That's a big percentage.
This is good.
Nice.
Can we pray that none of the seed cases get lost? Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen is right.
Of any of the groups.
Well, my truck's lost, but that knows that.
That's right. Goodness and joy. Oh, speaking of goodness and joy, we speak that into your work life, especially in the name of Jesus. And that's an environment like that just doesn't hardly want to make you get up in the morning. And it's tough.
She could help.
Except while you're going.
She is my alarm clock. And my microphone goes off 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's just speak a new joy to your new purpose. Do you knock on the door?
No.
You just.
Oh,
okay. Oh, okay. So you just stand in the doorway, and she wakes up to that. That's awesome. No more minutes. Okay.
Minutes.
It's tough when she's gone. But I take vacation.
Smart move.
Okay.
Smart move. Oh, gee. And Lord, we thank you for, Jimmy, right?
Jimmy,
we thank you, Lord, for what you're giving Jimmy, how you're bringing full restoration to him. We praise you, Lord, and just give him more. Give him full restoration as the doctors just are perplexed and confused. These are awesome things. Thank you, Lord, for little baby. It was Alina, right? Mm-hmm. Alina. All right. Whatever's messing with her, Lord, yeah, we thank you that stops. So the fever stops. She is just filled with the light of Jesus. So whatever is messing with her, Lord, we call upon the name of Jesus Christ and just set her free so that all infirmity we command leave her body. Just anything that's causing that fever, any infections, just junk's got to stop. Stop right now. She is just filled with new life, new joy, and her parents have the peace that they need. Because boy, is it stressful when you have your child going through things like that. Those are never easy. Never easy. What did I forget? Yeah. Russell, thank you. Yeah, Russell.
Man.
Yeah, Russell, wake up. That's about the best way to say it. I mean, because what'd you say? He fell out of bed, right? That's right. No more. We're going to send Linda over. Just send Linda over to Russell. Russell, wake up is very good. That's an excellent, excellent way to say it. And thank you, Lord, for your protection upon my dad.
Yeah.
And for peace for mom, knowing that that he's...
kind of.
Oh, okay. Anything else? God bless you. God bless you. Let's see. Well, you know, we got the Emmaus walk. We got the Emmaus walk coming up. One of the things that I'm privileged to do on the walk to Emmaus is there's 15 talks, and I give one of the talks. Actually, the one I'm doing is actually Justifying Grace.
It's actually a clergy talk. Okay, so they, which is an honor. They're allowing me to speak in that role, because typically that's only reserved for official clergy that are active within, you know. So, but it's their call. It's their call. They're not restricted. They make their call. So that was a true honor that they chose me to do that. So what we do is what happens when you're doing a walk, you actually have people come in and they'll pray for you, right? And they're actually praying for you as you're giving the talk, okay? And so I just thank God for blessing me with those people, and just every word I speak just flows from the Spirit and just touches hearts, touches lives, because that's what God does. That's a neat experience, because, you know. So, well, having said that, we're lifting up Todd. All right, Todd and Pastor Larry, they're going to be there. We'll be there as pilgrims. Who's going to be? Well, Wanda will be on the women's walk. Excellent. We need to get at least one more from here now. Because remember, God was laying on my heart 4 for these walks. So we're one short. Got to get another woman.
Not this time.
She's never been.
She's not. No. Yeah, but she acts like it, though, doesn't she? God bless her.
I've had plenty of experience with being with the Lord, okay? So,
over the years, she's done a lot of the stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Not the Northern Lights, though. I'm in Indiana.
Southeast India?
I saw husband.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lord, we thank you for all that. You guys want to join me in the Lord's Prayer? Yeah. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Tell everybody about this next thing, because that was what you were asking about. What was your experience with this?
2 years ago, I was driving down Stillwell Beckett, I had to stop because someone was turning left onto DeCamp Road. I was on my way to Oxford. So I was completely stopped, and a guy, he actually worked for one of the excavating companies. Anyway, he wasn't paying attention and didn't even break. And he hit the back of my car at 55 miles an hour. Oh my God. My car, and I was in a Jetta, and he was in a truck. And Bishop was with me. It spun our car. The car that was turning in front of us turned just in time, so we didn't hit it. But my car was totaled. And, of course, I was adrenaline for 2 months and just trying to figure out everything with the car. I didn't pay any attention to what was going on. So earlier this week, I went to the doctor because I've had neck issues ever since. Not long after it, just shoulder was frozen. I ended up having to have a manipulation under anesthesia on the shoulder to loosen it up. Now this one's frozen. So I went to a chiropractor earlier this week, and he took x-rays and did a bunch of different tests. And basically, your spine and your neck is supposed to be like this at a 45-degree angle, and mine's like this at a 40-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they have all these plans on everything they're going to do, and traction and everything, but I just want to
Amen.
Where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
So the knee doesn't hurt anymore.
Absolutely. So you ready for that? You ready now?
I'm ready.
You want to stand or sit? What you said.
Okay.
Sit right here. They're here. Come here, ladies. Come on, everybody. This will be fun. If you want to. Come on now, this is good stuff, right? Look at this beautiful neck. It doesn't make sense that it's all messed up, right? So Lord, I thank you that in Hebrews 11:6 you declare to us that you are a rewarder. You reward those who diligently seek you. And I thank you, Daddy, but Allison does seek you. I thank you how she blesses us in song, Lord. I thank you how she seeks you in all these decisions and how you just bless her. Especially thank you, Lord, that blessing that her nonprofit received. That was beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. And Lord, I know that you don't want this neck to be in pain anymore, that you want this neck to be fully back in alignment. Did you say you got a shoulder problem right now too? Or is that okay? Okay, it's all from the neck? Okay, anyway. All right, so all this stuff. So, Lord, I thank you, the neck, the spine, the shoulders, everything, it's all touched in here. We come against all the garbage that's been messing with her, Lord, Daddy, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. That neck, you must now come back into perfect alignment the way God created. So, Lord, I thank you as everything in here is now loosed. Every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, every nerve, every fiber of her being, Lord. Everything now is loosed as the bones and everything come into alignment. Every vertebrae, all the squishy stuff in between, Lord. Every last bit come into alignment now in the name of Jesus Christ. Move your head around for me and tell me what's different. Looser? Okay. Now, what, does it hurt if you move your head a certain way or what? Okay. All right, let's keep going. Sometimes we've got to hit it a few times. That's okay. All right. So, Lord, I thank you for what you've given so far. And, Daddy, I thank you right now for a finished job. 100%. Shoulder loosed, neck loosed, everything. Now. In the name of Jesus. Move it again. It's her head that needs a crack. What's going on?
Still a lot of glory.
Okay. So you still got some going on? But is it better?
Yeah.
Better's good. Yeah. It's all right. We just keep hitting it until it goes, right? Come on. Come on. So infirmity, we come against you, and we command that you bow. For the Word of God tells us, it is written that every knee must bow to me, says the Lord, and every tongue must confess to God. So under the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we now command all things contrary to the Word and the will of God to leave Allison now. Every last bit. This thing has been keeping her tight, Lord. We bind it, we crush it, we rip it off of her. And she is 100% freed now. No pain. Full. Oh, there it goes. You feel that? All right, give her more, Lord. Just light it up. You're getting some real intense heat at the base of her neck. And the upper spine here. That's awesome. Run it out through her shoulder. There we go. Run it out through her shoulders, Lord. Just all the way. Isn't that beautiful? I thank you, Jesus. See, Allison, your faith is setting you free. God loves a pure heart. And you have a pure heart. A pure heart. Well, that's neat. That's really neat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy, for 100%. Perfectly normal. So when you go and visit this chiropractor, if you go, he can look at it again and say, I don't know what you did, but keep doing it. That's good. That's good. I'm going to leave us go a little farther. I'm still feeling stuff. Are you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you feeling today, Allison? What are you feeling? Oh, right where Bruce's hand is. Keep it there, Bruce. That's neat. I'm feeling a lot of stuff at the base of your neck. But that's good. That's awesome. You know, because Holy Spirit's really kind. He'll give us all kinds of different feelings. Warm, cold, tingling. Just all kinds of goodness just to know that he's touching and restoring. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Okay, try moving around again and tell me where are we at. Any pain? Any twinge? Twinge? Anything. Do your other shoulder. We want to check it all. Check them both. Okay. Neck. Maybe neck around. Well, her neck.
There was that crack.
Nice. Nice. It loosened up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Okay, any pain, even a twinge? Anywhere?
No.
All right, do me a favor. Walk up the steps and bend over, touch your toes or whatever. I want you to really test this, okay? And the reason I'm having her test this so far is if there's even a little bit left, we got to go after it. But if there's none, then we're done. Grab that chair in front of you here. No, right here. You grab that chair. Grab it like this, and I want you to lift it up like that. Are you any pain? Okay. All right, that's a good test. Now, Scott, do it with one picky.
don't make me get the guy that's on the camera.
So, is it? It's done?
Yeah. We're good.
Give her a hug, guys. Give her a hug. Give her a hug. Bruce, give her a hug. Come on, bless God. You, everybody was part of it. Jesus gets it done. That's beautiful.
It was so neat when the heat from her body came like a breeze.
Oh, really? Nice. That's awesome. That's beautiful.